With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden's cognitive decline has prompted Republicans in Congress to urge Vice President Kamala Harris to consider invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Biden from office. On the Salem Media Group's news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson said reporters keep asking him one question.
If you were in the cabinet, if you were serving in the Biden cabinet, would you, in good conscience, be thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment? And I answered instantly and honestly, of course I would, because I see what everybody sees. And it doesn't believe anybody in that cabinet is going to do the same thing, but they asked me what I would do, and that was my answer.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast this week on The Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. President Biden explains why he's no longer willing to be a bridge to the next generation of leaders.
During the 2020 presidential campaign, Joe Biden called himself a bridge to the next generation of leaders. As he runs for re-election here in 2024, the president was asked what changed. He said the gravity of the situation he inherited.
We've never been here before. And that's the other reason why I didn't, you say, hand off to another generation.
Meanwhile, political analyst Ben Domenech says President Biden revealed a lot this week when he answered that question.
You know, the times are too tough. There are too many challenges. In other words, that he doesn't trust Kamala Harris to handle any of them. Well, then why did you pick her to be your vice president? And the answer, of course, as we know, is that he was trying to satisfy the various factions within the cohort of the Democratic Party right now.
And when the president made those comments, he was then 77 years old at that time. Biden told Detroit voters back in 2020, quote, look, I view myself as a bridge, not as anything else. Domenech was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The church, the sound of church bells is a quaint bit of automated background noise for most people, but before modern communications, it was bell ringing that transmitted important information and knit together communities across Europe. Now a small school of bell ringers in northeastern Spain is working to recover an entire language of tolling. Automation has largely replaced bell ringers in churches in Western Europe. This is SRN News. The rules of what it takes to buy or sell a gun, for that matter, outside of a regular gun store, changing now. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a Biden administration rule on background checks for gun buyers will be enforced in Kansas and 19 other states that unsuccessfully tried to block it from taking effect.
U.S. District Judge Toby Kraus in Kansas ruled against the state and 19 others who wanted an injunction against the Biden administration rule that background checks are needed for purchases made at gun shows and other non-store sales outlets. It closed a loophole that allowed tens of thousands of weapons to be sold without looking into the buyer's background. Judge Kraus says the plaintiff's claim the rule harms the state suing was too speculative, and he questions whether they have grounds to sue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.